Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, let's go. Let's go. Here we are, and Goo will not be listening to all 4 hours of the show. And why would that be, Dibs?
Because we're already 20 minutes into it.
And we're not going 4 hours today.
Oh, my fault.
Do
I missed the cue.
Forget game starts at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, I had to tell Steve Kerr yesterday.
I know, and I hope he heard you because he kind of blew you off. And I hope he's not late to the game because they're going to need everything, and they need you. So we are here inside Chase Center up on the club level right next to the Ultra Club. So, by the way, a special note to anybody who is coming to this game tonight. Yes, the Warriors are requesting you get here early, get in your seat. I have already been inside the arena. You've been inside the arena. You've got your shirt.
Oh,
the shirts are on the seats again. Go get your shirt. Put your shirt on and be ready to get loud before 6 o'clock for this game. And by the way, get here at 5:20 or so and come by and see us. We would love to say hi to each and every one of you on your way into the arena tonight.
Yeah.
This is the night.
It's huge.
This is the night.
If you come see us, just make sure you stay behind the barricade.
Well, yes, don't actually touch
us. Tim Jordan has actually barricaded us very nicely, our chief engineer, to make sure that the riffraff, and I'm not talking to you, of course, dear listeners, but in case you know riff or raff, make sure you keep 6 feet away. But yeah, come on out. If you're coming to the game, you need to already be in the car and ready to roll because, as we know, traffic. There's a Giants game you mentioned to me yesterday, so that's going to gum things up a little bit. It's a Friday as well.
I looked outside, and actually on the buildings, it says hot mess. That's what we're going to have in the city tonight. So just come on down. It's a beautiful day. I did that walk all the way from the Ferry Building, and it was delightful. Beautiful out by the water. The sun is shining. Get down into the city, because here we go. This is the night, and I hate to sound like I'm going to put more pressure on the Warriors. I don't think it matters. I think they're fully aware of where they are. But I woke up today, Dibs, and this is how I felt about this game. It really does. The whole picture, in many ways, comes down to this. And it's not to say that they couldn't win Sunday if you have to go to Sunday, but I already laid this out, and you did too yesterday. I don't think it's a very workable situation for the Warriors. Even if they were to go to Sunday and win a game 7, then turn right around off of that energy and be in Minnesota Tuesday night, 48 hours later for game 1, 48 hours later than that for game 2. It's too much. It's too much. You have been asking me for how many months now?
Oh, at least 3 months.
What is the over-under on Warrior playoff victories this year? And you kept setting the number at 4.5.
Yep.
And for weeks, I took the under and took the under and took the under. And then the Warriors went through that late season gauntlet and they went to L.A. and they defeated the Lakers 2 days after defeating Memphis, and then they ran home and defeated Denver, and it was after that run that you asked me the question again, and I finally changed, and I said, I will take the over on 4.5 playoff victories, and I believe that that entire bet comes down to tonight.
Yeah.
That bet for me probably comes down to tonight. And therefore, to me, the Jimmy Butler trade is already a double down the line.
And I like that this morning when you shared
it's that. It's already a double, but tonight decides likely, not for sure, but likely decides whether or not this trade was a home run.
I kind of agree with it because even if they win tonight, you go to Minnesota, and maybe you lose in six, whatever happens to Minnesota, I do think that what you've learned from the Jimmy Butler era is enough to indicate that this is going to work next year, health permitting, of course, and that every conversation comes down to that. But Jimmy fits. Jimmy is still good. Jimmy is exactly the player they need to keep this thing going. And if you want to talk about Steph and his decline has not been that dramatic. Nope. He might be 7% worse than he was when they were champions 3 years ago. Whatever the number is, he's still good enough to, you know, give it a go and make things happen. So the Jimmy fit, even if this ends in the next round, it still is, in my opinion, a home run because you're going to get better in the offseason, you think, and you come back next year. And even if Jimmy played the whole year, do you think you would have been a 7 seed? No chance. You'd probably be a 3 or a 4 seed.
Totally. And we know since the Jimmy Butler trade, they were the 2 seed in the West after the trade. And so this is kind of what I mean by saying that. I don't want to speak for any Warrior fan, and in fact, we would love for you to call and speak for yourself on this. But my sense is, obviously a championship would be overwhelming and surprising. I think that a trip to the Western Conference Finals, for most fans, they would say, you know what, bravo. Hell of an effort. Unbelievable run through the playoffs. Round two is sort of where par arrives. And some would be satisfied enough that counts as making noise in the playoffs. Others would say that that's a disappointment. But round one and out, I think everyone would agree, is a disappointment. That is not enough to say that the Jimmy Butler trade was a great trade. Well, tonight, by all odds, tonight is the night where we find out if this team is comfortably going to get into round two or not. And what they do when they get there, to me, that's where you arrive at, hey, this was a job well done. If you launch forward from here, that's where I'm going to say bravo, unbelievable. If you go and play Minnesota and in 6 or 7 games you lose that series, I wouldn't rip the guys. I would not say, oh my God, this is incredible, but I'd be like, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
This is a pretty good job. Like, yeah. This is pretty good. You turned this thing around in February and went somewhere with it. So that's my thinking. The whole kit and caboodle kind of probably comes down to tonight.
I don't think that it, for me anyway, it doesn't all come down to tonight. And I'm looking at the recent history in the post-COVID era of the NBA, and I'm looking at 8 of the last 11 game sevens have been won by the road team. So it's actually been a trend, and we can go through each and every one. Milwaukee over Brooklyn. Milwaukee was probably better. Atlanta did beat Philly in a game 7 yep. on the road.
Minnesota did it to Denver, right, last year?
Yep, correct.
Yep.
Indiana did it to the New York Knicks. Jalen right. Brunson, best Knick ever.
Apparently. Yeah.
Apparently not.
Warriors obviously did it 2 years ago to the Kings.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, you look at the recent history, and I could go back into COVID, but as we talked about yesterday, that's not really fair because those weren't road games.
Right,
but
no fans.
The trend of game 7 road victories is dramatic of late.
But understand what I mean. I'm not saying that the Warriors would not be able to win a game 7. I'm saying that even if they did, it would leave them just, I think, kind of breathless going into the next round.
I'll give you
round.
That. We talked about that yesterday, and I agree.
And that's also why I'm using the word probably. I'm not going to be definitive and say the whole thing comes down to one basketball game. I because they might win Sunday, and they might surprise us, and they might be able to still function in round two. I don't know. They might go back to Houston on Sunday and get blown out by 30 again. I don't know. But odds are, And the feeling and the vibe is, to me, that this whole thing, whether or not it was just a little success or, quite frankly, a wild success, probably comes down to this game tonight. And I am both nervous and exhilarated by that.
Yeah.
This tonight, this is the game of the Jimmy Butler era. This is the one.
Well, and it might be the game of this entire era, because if you can't win a series against a young team, Houston, in which you were up 3-1, if you can't close that out with, and you know, we can be fair about injuries, like Steph Curry's got a thumb that is a problem, Jimmy Butler has a tailbone, and Draymond Green has a variety of, you know, injuries that have kind of dogged him the whole way, but they're not making excuses, so I won't either. If you're up 3-1 and you can't close out Houston in this fashion, well then, Houston, Golden State, we have a problem going forward.
For sure.
But if you win this series, and then, you know, Minnesota, they've got Anthony Edwards, who's phenomenal, and you've got a bigger, younger team, and maybe they get you in the next round. Okay, you could look at that and say, all right, it's a building block. Next year, maybe you're a top 4 seed, and you get home court, and, you know, you make the roster a little bit better next year, and Pods is better, and Moody's better, and who knows about JK. Whatever next year is, I think that if you get to the second round, you could be more positive about what you could still become. If you lose this, blowing a 3-1 lead, I'm with you.
Wow.
It's like, wow. It's
also, I think, you know, we have a smart audience. And a lot of you have watched a lot of Warrior basketball and just NBA basketball through the years. And so I think that a lot of you understand the ebb and flow of the playoffs. And if you do, and you are actually the better team, and you are actually a good team, like a actual contending team, you win this game. I actually spend a lot of time with you on these airwaves not making it about one game, because I don't think that's usually fair. But the playoffs are a little bit different. And when you have these veterans on the team, the ebb and flow of a playoff series, when you get game one and grab control, when you get game three, when you have a 3-1 lead, we've played all the percentages, they're all high, and then you get to this point, which is game six, at home, second chance to close them out. This is a game that a veteran contending team wins. Doesn't mean something weird couldn't happen, so I'm not saying everybody sucks if they don't score more points than the Rockets tonight. But we watched this 3 years ago against Memphis, and they totally forgot a 30-point loss in an hour, and they came out and they won the basketball game. I don't need it to be a blowout. I don't need it to be double digits. They need to score one more point than the Rockets. But this is a game you win if you are who we think you are.
Yeah, you're favored, you're healthy enough, and you're better. So come on out in your home court, and all you fans who are coming out here, get here quick. The game starts at 6, and we want to make sure that everybody's in their seats and ready to go, because the last thing that the Warriors want is to have to get on a plane and go to Houston and also pack for Minnesota.
Exactly.
Because, and you may pack for Minnesota and not even get there.
Right.
Because you go to Houston, and you might be a slight favorite. You might be underdog by the time.
I think they'd be a dog if they lose this game tonight. I think they'd
depends
be a dog.
Depends on how they lose. I mean, if it's a close game and all the rest of it. But, you know, handle it and win, and then tomorrow you get the rest, and then Sunday you worry about flying to Minnesota and you take on the T-Wolves.
We really want to run this premise at you. So 888-957-9570. We are possibly guest-free today. We might have some special guests stop by, but we really want to hear from you all the way up to Warriors Live, which starts at 5. 888-957-9570. Do you basically buy that idea? The Jimmy Butler trade, it's already a double down the left field line. Is it a home run officially if they win tonight? I certainly believe that. Dibs on board. Make sure you subscribe to Willard and Dibs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you find your favorite podcast. While you're there, check out former Warriors GM and president of basketball ops, Bob Myers, told Steiny and Goo ahead of today's game six. And in fact, we'll have a little bit of that for you coming up next. Your calls, 888-957-9570. Let's talk right now on Willard and Dibs.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And together, we host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
What do you think's going to happen in this game, Sting?
That's a great, I think it's going to be a really tight game.
On 95.7 The Game.
What do you think is going to happen in this game tonight, Dibs?
No, well, that's an interesting question, Mark.
It's going to be a tight game.
It's going to be a tight game. But yeah. I think that the Warriors win, and I don't want to get too married to the ref stats, but the referee stats profile leans home heavy, and it also leans foul heavy. So if you're a person, and I think I'm talking to one, who wants there to be more fouls called, especially in the actions against Steph Curry, This crew profiles as a crew that calls more fouls in general. And Steve Kerr has come out and said the high five needs to be banned, and Steph is getting fouled too much. He's getting grabbed too much. The Warriors are at home. It's a home-heavy crew. I do think that if the Warriors get a favorable whistle, they win this game by 8 or 9.
Yeah, and I believe that all of those stats are based, obviously, on the broadest of factors that are out there, and this one is not that broad. This is one game, and in this moment, the tone of the series, the tone of the NBA, again, the evolution of a series, tends to lean in not just the favor of the home team, but a team like the Warriors. If you've got a national conversation going on about the way they're guarding Steph Curry, that tells me that these officials tonight, doesn't mean they're going to come out and throw the game for the Warriors. What it means, though, is that they're going to have an eye on this stuff. They're going to have an extra eye on exactly what Amen Thompson and Dylan Brooks are doing with Steph Curry. And if you have an extra eye on it, then the chances go way up that you're going to get more whistles on it. So that's what I think is going to happen. Love the Warriors' chances. But, yeah, also sort of feel like they need it. I feel like, and we'll get to more of that. Yeah. There's a lot of you that want to weigh in. We also need to get engaged, because that's what we do on Warrior Game Day. Before every game, we ask you to vote in our engaging Dub Nation poll.
Are you going to propose or am I? Because we're side by side, which is rare.
I already did, and it wasn't to you, and you're just going to have to deal with it.
Yeah, maybe next time.
All right, 95.7 The Game Twitter page, brought to you by Shane Coe, your friend and jeweler, where you'll find the Bay Area's best selection of unique engagement rings and their unmatched free lifetime warranty. Visit ShaneCoe.com today. All right, here's the question today. If the Warriors were to lose tonight, tough premise.
Yeah, I don't like it.
If the Warriors were to lose tonight somehow, who do you think would win Game 7 back in Houston on Sunday? Warriors or Rockets? How would you answer that one?
Well, I'm a little bit torn because, you know, I'm a big trend, stats, and numbers guy, eight of the last 11 Game 7s have been won by the road team. So you're saying there's a chance, there's a great chance, including the Warriors beating Sacramento. But I looked at the history of Game 7s.
Overall.
The home team is 112-39.
Yikes.
74.2%. And this is obviously historical. And you go back to the 40s and 50s where the home team won, like the road team won the first ever road game seven. The Philadelphia Warriors beat the St. Louis Bombers 85-46.
Oh, wow.
Impressive road victory.
It is. I don't know that that one applies to the potential game on Sunday.
Because then it was 20 more years until a road team won a game seven.
Wow.
So the history would tell you, and I went too deep to talk about modern history, but I do think that an aging team, a tired team going on the road, and Houston would feel like they had lightning in a bottle. I would think that Houston would win game seven.
Yeah, the gravity of it suggests that 22-year-olds might have a little problem with it, and you love having Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler in a game like that, but I'm also with you. I would love to be wrong, but I think the Rockets are going to win on Sunday. If that game comes, I don't think that game's coming. I think the Warriors are going to win tonight, and they need to win tonight. Before we go to the phones, the reason I say that tonight is probably the game that decides whether or not the Jimmy Butler trade was a home run. They absolutely could still get to round two, even if they win tonight, but I think they set themselves up for disaster. They set themselves up for what could be a very short round two series. Minnesota is excellent. They are excellent. I told you before the playoffs started that an NBA play-by-play guy confided in me that he would, quote, be shocked if it wasn't Thunder and Timberwolves in the Western Conference Finals. That was said before the Lakers series even started, and most people thought the Lakers were going to win that series. So he's already on the right track with his prediction, as both of those teams just sit there with their feet up, waiting for either the Warriors, Rockets, Clippers, and Nuggets to arrive at their building. So, yeah, they're in pretty good shape. And I don't think the Warriors are going to have what they need in order to compete in round two if they don't win tonight. Conversely, if you win tonight, you set yourself up to compete in round two. And if you go deep in round two, I do think that's sort of the line. That's the marker where we decide whether or not this Jimmy Butler trade was just successful, which it already is, or highly successful, which if they get to end of round two, or who knows, even the Western Conference Finals, then I think it's a total home run. And I just don't think they're set up to do that well at all if they don't win tonight. So probably it all comes down to tonight.
In a way, yeah. Although 8 of the last 11 road teams did win Game 7, and if you want to profile the teams that can go on the road and win a Game 7, this would be that team.
Agreed.
Veterans. And,
yep.
You know, Jimmy Butler took Miami on the road and they won a game seven on the road. And we know that, you know, Steph and Draymond and even Kevon have been in deep, deep series and big series. And so I don't think that this would be a team that would be shaken or startled by that proposition. But you don't want to have to get in deeper. And yeah, even if you go to Houston and you win that game, 74% of the home teams do win game seven. But then you turn around, you fly from Houston to Minnesota. And I was slightly off yesterday on the mileage. It's about 1,400 miles. So it's almost 2,000 from here to Houston. And then you play a game and you turn around, you fly to Minnesota and you got a game the next day. It doesn't set up well for you to get a split on the road in games one and two. So, yeah, it becomes more difficult if you have to go through that. They're obviously allowed to do that and, you know, go to Houston, then go to Minnesota and get a split. But I agree with you that it would become more difficult.
Very, very difficult. This is the biggest game of the Jimmy Butler Warriors era. No doubt in my mind. 888-957-9570. We throw that premise out to you. Let's talk to you. Guess who? First up, got in right when we started today.
Hey!
Incorrect. It's actually, no, it's...
Thanks,
it's,
Grandy.
It's BPA, Brian Apollo Alto.
I knew it. I'm just trying to play along.
What's up, B? How you doing? Thanks for calling.
Hey, what's going on, Jeff? Hey. I think it's already a triple, the trade, because you committed to whatever's left of Steph's career, and they made a choice, finally, about what path they were going to go down. I think they're probably a piece away. I think they probably know that, by the way, when they decided to not trade Kuminga. The hope would be that they can sign and trade Kuminga this offseason for like a Cam Johnson type. But I do think they're probably a piece short, but I do think they'll win tonight. Probably not get past Minnesota. But, yeah, that's my take. It's a triple. If they win tonight, it's a home run. And, yeah, just need a super aggressive Steph Curry tonight, right? Steph cannot come out and you know, stand in the corner and wait for the game to come to him. He's going to have to take the game. And I think if he does that, I think they're going to win tonight. So that's my 2 cents.
Yeah, BPA. I mean, I tend to agree. You changed my double to a triple. I don't think that's terribly different. That's the left center field gap versus the right center field gap. Fine.
Willard's on the move.
I'll buy it. But yeah, I believe that if you win tonight, that cements that this was a total home run of a trade, number one. And number two, I'll also buy what he said. This game is tailor-made for the Warriors 3 veterans. This is what makes them who they are, is these situations and being able to be completely, like, have total amnesia about what happened 48 hours ago in Houston, and now in your building, the place that you built, take these young pups that are here in town and show them about closing basketball games in May, in the fourth quarter, late in a series. It's tailor-made for them, so yes, I would expect aggression for four quarters from all three of them.
I would too, but I also look at what Houston has done, and I don't want to get too deep into the X's and O's because today's about feelings and emotions and fandom. I'm in a jersey, I'm wearing the T-shirt and the whole thing, but Houston has done a great job of playing zone and going into a box and one on Steph and saying to the rest of the Warriors, okay, rest of you go ahead and beat us. And I think about going back to game four here, and you know, you and I were both in the vicinity, and the Rockets went to a lot of box and one, they went to a lot of zone, and you saw Pods flash to the foul line so many times, and he got there, and he made good decisions, and he was also out on the three-point line knocking down shots, and Buddy Hield was making shots. Steph Curry wound up 6 of 13, 17 points, a fine game, below his standard. You got the win, and he hit a couple of big shots, but I do think that Houston has found a blueprint that they like to take him, not totally out of it, but to limit him.
And here come the officials to fix that blueprint.
Maybe.
That's
maybe
my opinion.
Well, and I gave you the stats on this crew, and if this crew wants to, and you know, Steve Kerr talked about it yesterday with us, like he knew three fouls in that it was not going to be their night.
Right,
they committed three fouls that were not great, and their opening possessions were not great.
Yeah,
Steve Kerr knew early.
He's talking about the defensive end.
Right.
And that is where you see it. You know, that's where you will see the, in my opinion, that's where you will see the Warriors either win or not win this basketball game tonight, is if they show up and be the defensive presence that they've largely been, especially since the Jimmy Butler trade, then I do think, you know, the young Rockets are going to have trouble. This is a very, very pressurized game for a bunch of young players in Houston to score at will like they did a couple nights ago, and I'd bet against them doing it. Let's go to Mark in Marin next up. Hey, Mark, thank you for calling.
Hey, Mark, how you doing? Just checking in. First of all, we got this tonight. The chef is going to serve up a buffet, 6-course meal, no problem. All you can eat, all he can eat. As far as the T-Wolves go, when we get there, no problem. They face some light defense from the Lakers. They don't see our defensive juggernaut coming at them. We got those guys in 6. That's my call. What do you think?
What happens when they face the Thunder? I mean, they beat the Thunder in 5, and then the Eastern Conference just decides to not show up, Mark?
We're getting through the T-Wolves. They've had 4 straight games of light defense. We're going to get through them. We get to OKC, our experience in 7. It's going to get them. No sweat. Don't sweat it.
Yeah, Mark, so here's
Kukush.
The thing. Well, I won't. I can't say that his analysis is nuts. What I'll say is I find, you know, when he says, what do you think? Here's what I think. I think it's bad juju to even talk about. I have no interest in talking tonight about the Minnesota Timberwolves. The Warriors have a very hard basketball game that starts here in about 3-plus hours, and they need to win it. And outside of that, I have no takes for you today.
No, me either. And I'm just looking at Minnesota, and they did beat him 3 out of 4 times in the regular season. Big whoop. 2 of those were the stay and play. Minnesota came here.
All pre-Butler, too, right?
Oh, for sure.
I think that anything
they played
that
him
happened,
three times. They played him 3 times in a 15-day span.
Anything that happened before Jimmy, good or bad, I find kind of irrelevant today.
And Minnesota is a different team. They have the same personnel, but they're playing a lot different. They're they're playing a lot better.
They were like, okay, if you want to talk about teams making an acquisition at the trade deadline, Minnesota got healthy at the trade deadline.
Good call.
Played so many games without Julius Randle, without Dante DiVincenzo. There were some without Rudy Gobert. Edwards was healthy, but they were not as deep of a team as they are right now. They are healthy. They are incredibly talented. I got nothing to say about them until after I see this basketball game.
Yeah, I like
tonight.
That. And I'm with you. And, you know, Minnesota ended the year on a 17-5 run, and then they won 4 of 5 in the playoffs. So that is 21-10. Yeah.
They are very good.
No doubt.
Yeah. Let's go to Jonathan in the city. Hey, Jonathan, what's good? What are you doing?
I just taking my lunch break. You know, I tried to answer your question, but my brain refused to go there. So I'm just going to say, because I still got PTSD from, Father's Day of a few years ago against Cleveland. But I just want to say, man, set the tone early. Be more physical than the Rockets, you know, banging there, points in the paint. Make your layups. Make your free throws. And that is number one key. Is always going to be number one key in my book, especially in the playoffs, is keep that turnover number closer to 10 than a 20. And if it's possible to make a request to the house DJ just to, pump the crowd in the Warriors drowning pool.
Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor.
Wow, Jonathan.
And he's out.
Have those bodies hit the floor. I don't know if that works for the rest of our audience. I could barely hear it myself.
No,
I got it.
I got it.
No, I got it.
I got it.
I don't think it sounded very good, but I got it.
I think it was pretty good.
I got it.
He could have been a little bit more loud and guttural, but he went with the whisper instead. I'm never going to criticize Jonathan in his call-ending song references.
Yeah. 888-957-9570. Let's go to Diego in Tracy. Hi, Diego. What's good?
Hey, what's going on? Nothing much. Just want to talk about Jimmy Butler.
Let's go.
It's very important that Jimmy Butler sets the tone for this game. What I need from Jimmy Butler is what I need from Game 4. I need Podziemski and Jimmy Butler to set the tone because, unfortunately, Steph is banged up. And I don't entirely feel comfortable about his thumb. He's been serviceable, right, these past couple of games. But we need Podziemski and Jimmy Butler to step up in this game in order for the Warriors to win it.
Diego, that phone is a little bit tough, but can I push back on this? I don't like saying that Steph Curry's been serviceable. That I don't agree at all. You know,
I'm comparing him to his own standard.
Yeah, but that's also recency. Three games into this series, we thought he was chef's kiss.
Right.
And then
the last two games, he's been all right.
But last game barely even counts. He played half of it. The whole team was awful. Nobody played well.
Right, but he gets demerits for also being awful.
Sure, but they're ahead in the series. They're largely ahead in the series because of his early efforts. I'm not going to use the word great, but I think he's above serviceable. I really do.
He's been okay in the last two games.
He's been better. Well,
like the first three games.
But why are we only spotlighting the last two games? Warriors lead in this series because of what they did in the first three games.
But what happened in Game 4, they won despite him. And all I was saying is that Houston has a blueprint in how they can slow, not stop, Steph Curry. They did it in Game 4. And Game 5, he and Jimmy and Draymond were all patently bad. And you fell behind by, Steve said 29. I thought it was 27 at the half. I could be wrong.
Whatever.
He could be right.
Yeah.
It was almost 30. And so, whatever that was bad.
But again, I'm just going to, if I'm looking at this as an overall five-game stretch, I'm going to put Steph Curry a touch above the idea of serviceable.
I just said that over the last two games is what I said.
Yeah, and again, I'm looking at it as the entire thing. And then, he brings up the turnovers. Because it was such a blowout, we never really even got into it. But the stat played again. It was close. The Warriors had 14 turnovers. The Rockets had 12, which is kind of funny because what's the number that you and I keep throwing out there? 13.
Right.
If you have 13 or more, you're in bad shape. If you've got less than 13, you're in good shape. The turnover battle has been definitive in this series all five games. Take care of the basketball tonight.
Well, the bigger point for me in game five is that they had 10 turnovers in the first half.
Yep, absolutely.
So forget the total, because the starters played 5 minutes in the second half. I don't know how many of those turnovers in the second half were theirs, but they had 10 in the first half. And I've said this all along. You tip your cap to Houston in game five because they shot 69% from the floor in the first half in game five. So even if you didn't turn it over 10 times in the first half and Houston did what they did, you would have been down by 17. You still would have been getting blown out because Houston was that good.
Absolutely. No doubt about that. All right. 888-957-9570. Let's go to Terry in Walnut Creek. Hi, Terry. Thank you for calling.
Hey, guys. Thanks a lot. Just a couple quick things. I coached for 30 years, and I got to coach in 3 Olympic Games. And the key to my coaching, which I see in Coach Kerr, is his ability to get his team healthy and create a team culture that just explodes at the right times. I also wanted to say that in regards to Jimmy Butler, whether or not they win tonight does not make valid the trade. The trade has been great all the way through, and he's been a great addition and will continue to be a great addition. So thanks for listening to me, guys.
Okay. Yeah, no, thank you, Terry. Again, I would just say this. I think we've already stated that it's already really, really good. But here's the perspective I come from on this. It's not even just the idea that they would be in bad shape in round two if they don't win tonight. I think there's a really, really strong, if not likelihood, chance that they don't even get to round two if they don't win tonight. And if that's the case, I have a hard time believing. Forget what you think, I think, or any of us think. I have a hard time feeling like the Warriors are going to walk out of a first round out where you had a 3-1 lead feeling good about where they stand. I just don't think they would. I think they'd feel terrible.
Even to your point, I think if they go into a second round series with Minnesota and they lose, no matter how they lose, they may not feel terrible, but they go into the offseason figuring out what they need to do better and who they need to bring in to be better. Because you got Jimmy Butler in, and you've called it a double already. Brian and Palo Alto called it a triple and all the rest of it. I get it, and you're not wrong, but you want a home run. And you know what you want? You want a grand slam. And the grand slam is you winning the NBA championship. So you go from what this is, which is good, and if you get into Minnesota, that's great. If you beat Minnesota and you get to OKC, that's excellent, and all the rest of it. But the bigger point is you got 2 years and this run left of Steph, Draymond, and Jimmy. So how do you make it better? So no matter how this ends, you go into the offseason and you try to make it better.
All right, 888-957-9570. Although, to a degree, that's true even if they did win the championship. I mean, that's standard, right? But I wonder, in other words, if something did go wrong this weekend, how broad is that search? How big do you go? I mean, I know
bigger. It gets
right.
Bigger.
Like, yeah. it, everything's back on the table, right? No?
Not everything, but
no?
Yes. Yeah. No, I mean,
what's
Steph,
that on the
no.
Table?
Draymond, no. Jimmy, no. For me. Like,
I wonder. I wonder
I
if
think you
don't. You
look at what has.
Don't you just go
like,
back
that's
into.
That's worked.
Don't you just go. It's worked, but they also, again, would look at this as, I mean, you lost in the first round.
Right.
You know what I mean? So. Again, I don't think that it's going to happen. I think that they're going to win the basketball game tonight. But at the same time, the way that this organization thinks, I don't think they're going to be patting themselves on the back if they can't get to next week at all. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. And my goodness, are we here for your phone calls. The show is a little bit condensed today because, again, it's an early start. So 6 o'clock tip, if you've got tickets, get in your seat, get your shirt on, and be ready to be loud when this thing tips off. Warriors Live is only 2 hours away. Nothing but your calls between now and then, 888-957-9570. That is the number on the site, on the concourse, inside Shea Center. This is Willard and Dibbs.